The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given by Russell and Susie Carl in honor of the renewal of their wedding vows.
Thank you, Eileen, and Yes, I had to move a little closer to see the title. Further Along. Further Along. Thank you. Scripture reading is rather short today. Gospel of Mark is short. Kids are going to say, why did we have to read Luke then? Mark's so short. It is. So here, these words from Mark, the first chapter, verses 21 to 28. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. So Jesus went into the temple in Capernaum on the Sabbath day. And rather than sitting down at the feet of the rabbis, he got up to teach. And everybody kind of looked at him and said, "Wow, who is this that he speaks with such authority? Who is he?" Jesus spoke with authority, I think, because of his baptism. He heard in his baptism that he was God's beloved son, and with him, God was well pleased. I think he spoke with authority because he had that experience in the wilderness. Mark doesn't tell us much about that experience. Only that he was there for 40 days and 40 nights and that the angels ministered to him. Remember, I told you that Mark is very succinct. And I think Jesus spoke with authority because he knew that the kingdom of God had come near. And as Jesus spoke, he was heard. His listeners took him seriously. They believed, even as they wondered, they believed what he was saying. It was from the scripture, but he didn't, you know, tell you a story. When I first started in the ministry, the church where I was serving was studying the book of Revelation in a way that I would never teach it. And so here I was, fresh out of seminary and wet behind the ears, and surely not aware of how to, well, I was a teacher, but you know how to work with these folks. And the only thing I knew to do was to bring a stack of books and say, "Well, this is what this book says, this is what this book, and this is how this book interprets the Bible and how this author does." You know what I mean? Jesus didn't need any of that. He taught out of his own and awareness and knowledge, and he knew the scriptures. And it was evident very quickly that he knew what he was talking about. The people heard his words and the tone of his voice, and that caused them to stop and listen. They also saw that Jesus walked the talk. He lived what he preached. He proclaimed that the kingdom of God was near, and he lived like it. He believed that he really was the one who was the beloved of God. And as Jesus is sharing this word, immediately there comes to him in the temple this unclean spirit. Now, we don't know what that spirit was, with that unclean spirit. You know, there's people who wondered over the years, but we really don't know. What we know is that this person was overwhelmed, overcome by that which was holding on to his life. We know that he was changed by the words that Jesus spoke. The man with the unclean spirit knew that Jesus was the Holy One of God. And it is in knowing that Jesus was empowered to bring wholeness to this one. Now, for those of us who are at times skeptical about the possibilities of miraculous healing, could it be that this man was transformed? Maybe not that his body was healed, but that he was somebody that you're close enough to ask them if you can have a loan. If they'll loan you some money. Somebody you're close enough to that if you're in a depressive state will come and sit with you and just be there with you, and you can let them know what's going on with you. But she said the number one thing that causes, you know, that she saw as the truth about people who live to 100 was that they talk to everyone. So when they were out and they ran across and the mailman was there, or the mail carrier was there, they said, "Hi, how you doing?" And when they went to the grocery store and they saw the checker, they didn't just look at their money or their PIN and wonder, "Okay, what was the PIN again?" No, they said, "Hey, how's life for you today? How's your day going?" So they spoke to the person they crossed on the street corner. They were open to talking to everyone and just offering a word of hello, greeting, maybe a word of how you doing, and listening. Can you imagine? Would you imagine that would have been what she had discovered would lead to a longer life? Wow. Our words can have power over us and over others. So I invite us to remember the words of power that Jesus had, and that he gives us that authority and that power as well. We have had experiences. We do know that Jesus loves us. We sing it. We do know that we have a friend in Jesus, and we can bring to him all that we have and all that we are, and he will embrace us. And my goodness,